Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Onalu Tani with the evening news. First, the headlines. Director General Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur emphasizes Akashvani's role in showcasing regional cultures. Two-day program and commercial meeting of all Akashvani stations in Northeast commences at Kohima. Tourism Minister Temjan Imna Along stresses the need of quality standards to enhance state's growth. And NDPP reaffirms commitment to Indo-Naga issue, asks centre to reconsider border fencing. Now the news in detail. Director General of Akashvani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur, has emphasized the vital role of the public service broadcaster in showcasing regional culture and traditions. She was speaking at a traditional event held in honour of her maiden visit to Nagaland.
Always played an important role as a public service broadcaster to bring out the regional flavor, that make special program based on local, you know, tribes and local culture. And I assure all my officers here from different parts of the Northeastern region, they are doing this work. They will continue to highlight the local culture and also bring it at the national level, not just limited to here.
Dr. Gaur assured that Akashvani will continue its efforts to bring the regional cultures to the forefront, not only within the domestic sphere, but also on a national level. Dr. Gaur is scheduled to attend the Northeast Zonal Meeting at Kohima tomorrow. A two-day program and commercial meeting of all Akashvani stations in the Northeast Zone commenced today at Kohima. The meeting, hosted by Akashvani Kohima, brings together assistant director, programs and program executives from across the region. Chairing the inaugural session, ADG, Administration and Broadcast Operation, Content Operations, Northeast Zone Ashish Bhatnagar emphasized the importance of innovative programming, audience engagement and strengthening regional content to enhance the impact of public broadcasting in the Northeast. The second day of the meeting will feature an interaction with Director General Akashvani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur. The session will focus on strategies for commercial development and expanding Akashvani's reach through modern broadcasting techniques. Nagaland's Minister for Tourism and Higher Education, Temjan Imna Along, today emphasized the importance of quality standards and collaborative efforts to enhance the state's growth. He was speaking at the inaugural session of Nagaland's Gunvatta Sankalp, organized by the Quality Council of India, QCI, at Kohima. Acknowledging the state's rich resources and diverse products, Mr. Along highlighted the potential of the people of Nagaland to set a standard and represent quality for the rest of the country.
We have a lot of businesses, we have a lot of products. Everything cannot be curated immediately, but the people of Nagaland, believe me, can be a standard, can be an ISI, can be quality people for the rest of the country to enjoy and to take the pleasure of the strong human resource qualities of the state of Nagaland.
He emphasized that Nagaland's true quality lies in its people and their aspirations rather than in the way it is usually depicted in the media. He also underscored the significance of local products and stories that serve as the brand of Nagaland. Assuring QCI of active partnership in its pursuit of excellence, Mr. Along urged QCI to understand the unique challenges the state faces and approach them positively. For the tourism sector, he called upon QCI to work closely with the state government as requested by the Chief Secretary of Nagaland. The minister proposed setting up a regional office in Nagaland to address the state's specific demographic and traditional challenges, which he noted are often difficult for policymakers in Delhi to fully comprehend. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, NDPP, today reiterated its firm commitment to the Indo-Naga political issue, calling for unity among Naga political groups and urging the Government of India to expedite an honourable and inclusive settlement. This was among the resolutions adopted during the party's fifth general convention held at Kohima. The NDPP reaffirmed its dedication to protecting Naga rights and history. It also strongly opposed the abolition of the free movement regime and the ongoing construction of border fencing along the Indo-Myanmar border. NDPP cautioned that such actions could disrupt the traditional way of life of the Nagas, escalate tensions and hinder the Indo-Naga political talks, and urged the central government to reconsider its decisions. Additionally, the NDPP pledged to uphold and promote the rich cultural heritage of the Naga people for future generations. On the occasion, Chief Minister Nipiu Rio lauded the continuous support of the party members. Mr. Rio urged all members to continue strengthening the party and remain united in the collective responsibility to take Nagaland towards a state of excellence. Hailing the Mahakumbh as a Mahayagya of unity, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today remarked that India is proud of its heritage and threading forward with a new energy. He said the success of Mahakumbh is a subject of study for modern management professionals, planning and policy experts. He asserted that nowhere in the world there is any parallel example of this scale, and after 144 years, saints have once again given a new message for Viksit Bharat. Mr. Modi penned down these thoughts in a blog shared today. He emphasized that the world watched in wonder how crores of people gathered at Prayagraj. More from our correspondent.
In his thoughts, Mr. Modi said the presence of the younger generation at the Mahakumbh sends a profound message that the youth of India will be the torchbearers of India's glorious culture and heritage, and they understand their responsibility towards preserving it and are committed to carrying it forward. He highlighted that the number of people who arrived in Prayagraj for this Mahakumbh has undoubtedly created a new record. In his words, what has happened in the last few weeks is unprecedented and has laid a foundation for centuries to come, as nearly twice of the population of the United States participated in this Ekta Ka Mahakumbh. With Divakar, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
State Department of Food and Civil Supplies has informed all beneficiaries of Anyodaya Anna Yojana and priority households to link their mobile numbers and Aadhaar with ration cards by March 31. A release by the department said failure to complete the process will result in cancellation of ration cards and curtailment of food grain entitlement. Beneficiaries can submit their mobile numbers at their respective fair price shops and district offices for updating in the ration card management system portal. The department also directed all district food and civil supply offices and fair price shops to ensure timely completion of this process. For further assistance, beneficiaries are advised to contact their designated fair price shops or district food and civil supplies offices. Nagaland shuttlers brought laurels to the state by winning 2 gold and 4 silver medals at the recently concluded third edition of Open Badminton Championship 2025 in Bhutan. A team of 16 players from Nagaland represented India at the event organized by the Bhutan Badminton Federation. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. Director General Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur emphasizes Akashvani's role in showcasing regional cultures. 2-day program and commercial meeting of all Akashvani stations in Northeast commences at Kohima. Tourism Minister Temjanim Na'along stresses need of quality standards to enhance state's growth. And NDPP reaffirms commitment to Indo-Naga issue, asks centre to reconsider border fencing. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.